This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. On Saturday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sounded a cautious note when he was asked about the chances of Afghan government forces containing the Taliban surge. Speaking at an Air Force base in Alaska, he said that we look forward to them making progress, but we'll see what happens. The Taliban have swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and are now threatening a number of provincial capitals. These all advances that come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers prepare to leave Afghanistan. Austin, who's visiting Alaska ahead of a trip to the Indo-Pacific region, said the Afghan government was committed to reversing the Taliban advance. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has said that his country no longer requires U.S. combat troops to fight the Islamic State group, but a formal time frame for the withdrawal will depend on the outcome of talks with Washington this coming week. Mustafa al-Kadhimi said in an exclusive interview with the Associated Press on Friday that Iraq will still ask for U.S. training and military intelligence gathering. He spoke ahead of a planned trip to Washington, where he is due to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday. Several U.S. states scaled back their reporting on COVID-19 this month, just as cases across the country tripled with the Delta variant of the virus spreading quickly among the unvaccinated. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in the states of Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota was also accompanied by less detail about the virus in Florida and Nebraska, and some officials described the move as part of a return to normal. At the same time, the average number of new virus cases nationwide went from 11,500 on June 20th to nearly 38,000 this week. Public health communications expert Joseph Capella said the spin that these reporting changes are part of a return to normalcy does not fit with recent case numbers. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people across France were protesting new virus measures. French lawmakers were debating a bill requiring everyone to have a special virus pass to enter restaurants and other venues and mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for all healthcare workers. French virus infections are spiking and hospitalizations are rising. The government is trying to speed up vaccinations to protect vulnerable people and hospitalizations and avoid new lockdowns. Most French adults are fully vaccinated, and polls indicate a majority support the new measures, but not everyone. Police fired water cannon and tear gas Saturday on rowdy protesters in the French capital, but most protests were peaceful. Hundreds of anti-lockdown and anti-vaccination protesters took to the streets of London Saturday. This is days after England's so-called Freedom Day. Protesters marched from Trafalgar Square to Downing Street, shouting freedom and shame on you toward police officers. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on July 19th that English nightclubs and other venues with large crowds will require patrons to present proof of full vaccination from the end of September. After rushing to vaccinate its population faster than almost all other European countries, Johnson's government is betting that England can reopen as fully vaccinated people are less likely to get seriously ill with COVID-19. China has shut down its ports and railways with flights canceled and villagers evacuated temporarily to shelters on Sunday before Typhoon Imphal's expected landfall. The storm is projected to hit the eastern coastal area near Shanghai late Sunday, just as other parts of the country struggle to recover from devastating floods earlier in the week. Chinese authorities have issued a level 3 alert, that is the third highest for the storm. While more than 100 trains traveling through the region have been canceled altogether, according to the China Railway. And Olympics host cities often offer the tens of thousands of visiting journalists excursions to advertise their tourist destinations. But this time around, they're attempting to do so while keeping Olympic visitors within a carefully controlled bubble that's cut off from Tokyo's 14 million residents. The efforts include a lottery for nighttime tours to history museums and historic gardens. This is where journalists are required to pledge not to talk to locals. Finally, federal prosecutors in R. Kelly's sex trafficking case say he had sexual contact with an underage boy in addition to girls, and the government wants jurors in his upcoming sex trafficking trials to hear those claims. A message was sent Saturday to his lawyers about the additional allegations. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.